Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ask Denise Griffiths Teleseminar Series. Denise Griffiths, your partner in success, is an online business manager, virtual assistant industry expert, web developer, and social media marketing professional. Each month, Denise hosts a teleseminar that invites virtual assistants, online business managers, web developers, and other virtual service providers to ask their business building and technical questions. She is joined each month by a guest online entrepreneur who joins her from her fantastic Facebook group, Your Virtual Assistant.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our monthly Ask Denise Griffiths teleseminar, where you can ask me and my co-host your most pressing questions about the virtual assistance industry. Today, my co-pilot is Deidre Barnes-Shockley. She is the owner of Fitness Business Virtual Assistant, and you can find her online. I'll ask her to tell you where shortly. And Deidre works with her clients at a very high level, very high technical level, and she supports them in Infusionsoft, Office Autopilot, and much, much more. Now, I have heard recently a lot of questions from the Facebook group, Your Virtual Assistant, about payment processors and how to avoid those very high fees that you're undoubtedly paying to PayPal and or your payment processor each month. Look, I sat down some time ago and I went through my bank account and I looked at the fees that I was paying to Authorize.net. Then I did a total of the fees that I was paying PayPal, and I don't mind telling you, I wept a bit. I was giving away an awful lot of money. So Deidre is going to chat with us today about FreshBooks, the pros and the cons of it, what it costs, how you can accept payments, how you can work, you know, in it with your clients and your team. And then I'll chime in with a little bit about Intuit payment systems. Deidre, welcome. I'm so glad to have you here today.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be here as well.
Well, thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate your expertise in this. So before we get started, tell people a bit about yourself and where they can find you.
Okay. I've been a virtual assistant since 2007, and my website is fitnessbizva.com. I love supporting the fitness professional and the many different aspects of their business and their group training, setting up their products. I've just enjoyed very much working with the fitness industry.
Well, we have that in common. I have clients from two very different spectrums. I have a lot of fitness industry clients, and then I have a lot of clients who are authors and speakers, and some who do both. You know, a lot of people are writing books and hitting the stage these days, so it's a great industry to work in. And did you already tell people what your website is? If you did, I missed it. I'm sorry. Somebody's trying to call in, and we're breaking up a bit.
Oh, that's okay. It is fitnessbizva.com.
Excellent. Okay, well, let's start off with FreshBooks. I am not real familiar with it. I have worked in it a bit, but you're much more the expert here than I am, obviously. So just kind of run with it. Explain what FreshBooks is, why people, virtual assistants in particular, might want to kind of take a look at it.
Okay. FreshBooks is a program. It's FreshBooks.com, and it is a program that allows you to track your time for your clients. It allows your team to track time for your clients. If you have a team, you're able to, with one click, invoice your clients with all of the time that any of your team has used. It has so many reports that are useful for your tax preparer or just for you personally. It has, your client can log in and view invoices. It's easy for you to pay your team because your team will also invoice you through FreshBooks. And the thing that I like about it the most is, like Denise said, the PayPal business payments, that the capability that it has there will allow you to save so much money by using PayPal business payments with FreshBooks, and that's just an easy setup to do. But I sat down like Denise one day and just counted up how much money I was spending, how much money I was losing to PayPal.
Is right.
Hundreds of dollars were just going away. And so, and that's just a couple of clients that use PayPal. And so I love the fact that I can only charge or pay 50 cents per invoice.
Now, there is a little bit of a codicil to that, though, and that is with, you have to invoice through there. You know, we talked about this the other day. You absolutely have to invoice in there. You can't use it in automated PayPal payments.
No.
But the thing is, there are only two ways to pay through FreshBooks. It has to be paid through PayPal balance, which means that you, the person receiving the money, that money goes into your PayPal account immediately, or an ACH bank transfer, which means that it will show up in your PayPal as a pending check, which takes about 3 to 4 days to process, and then another 3 to 4 days to get it into your bank. So you've got a week there that you've got money kind of hanging out there if you're being paid by check. Now, that doesn't bother me at all. I like
no,
50
not at
cents.
All.
But some people are like, oh, geez, I need my money right away. You may not have, so we want you to be really, really familiar with these things before you jump in and go, oh, I'm going to do that. There are pros and cons to any system. There's none of them that are perfect, but 50 cents beats $50 any day of the week as far
yes,
as I'm concerned. When I first started using that, I was like, oh, 50 cents? Are you? I was so excited. I would just sit here and look at my screen and go, oh, that's cool. Because it's not at all unusual for me to take a $20, $30, $40 hit on any payment that's coming into my account, and it drives me batty. It's like, that's my money. I just gave away my money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so keep on going. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure that people understand that, you know, there's only two ways you can really kind of get your money out of there, ACH and PayPal balance. You can't be paid by credit card yet, but it's in beta, and they may change that. So I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Okay. Another very cool thing about FreshBooks is that you can set up a recurring invoice so that if you have your client set up on a retainer basis, you can set FreshBooks to automatically churn out an invoice for that client on a set day so that you don't have to worry about invoicing that client because it's automatically going to send them an invoice. They will get it in their inbox. They can click the link and pay you automatically just through the link.
And anytime you can automate your systems, I mean, you're just ahead of the game. People don't think about this, but anytime you're doing the same repetitive work over and over again, even if it's just once a month, by the time you've done your billing and you've done it manually without automating it in a system, you've probably wasted a good hour of your time that you did not make money doing that.
Exactly.
Those are not billable hours. So automation is good.
FreshBooks also gives you the opportunity to customize your invoice. You can customize your invoice with your own logo. You can customize your interface with your own colors. That's just fun. You can also set it up so that it will automatically send out your late payment reminders. If you have a client that you have that may pay late, it will automatically, you set up the time, and it automatically sends out a late payment reminder. And you can put in a sweet little message. You can customize your message. Dear client, I know you've probably just missed this, but your payment is due. And then it will send out two reminders for you. And it also will calculate however you have your payment set up, if they're late, if you charge a fee, you can actually ask FreshBooks you could click a link and FreshBooks will add that little percentage onto their invoice so that you don't have to do that.
Now, have you done that before?
Yes.
And yes. How is that received by the client? I haven't done that, so I'm curious to know. And I know some clients are late pay. I don't know why, but they just are. So what has been the result from that? I'm curious. You know, do they go, oh, geez, I'm really sorry. Can you remove that? I won't do it again. Or do they just pay it and then they're late again next month? I mean, is that little slap on the wrist sufficient?
No.
No. I'm afraid of that. I had to ask.
You had to ask. No, it's not efficient. But that's okay.
Okay.
That's not okay, but.
No, it's not. Well, and let's go off into a little bit of different territory that's not strictly FreshBooks related. So when you have somebody who is chronically late, and I think we all do at one time or another, do you continue to do their work after, say, the fifth of the month, or do you just put everything on hold? See, I'll give them, or I don't have late clients. I've established pretty early on that I don't play. But, you know, their work is important. My work is important. We're all professionals here. Pay on time, and your work will be done on time. You know, it's just how I set up my business. But in my very early days, I would have people that would just kind of say, oh, well, you know, I'll get to you when I get to you. It's like, no. So what I found was that if I just, on the 5th, I would give them the benefit of the doubt. And on the 5th, everything ceased. It's like, nope, we're done here. And I would shoot them an email or pick up the phone or both and say, I'm not sure what's going on here, but this work has been done and nothing further is going to be done until we get this settled. And I mean, they're paid within the hour.
Yeah.
So have you had those experiences?
I have had several late experiences, and yes, I have stopped work on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
But, and going forward from 3 weeks ago, all work does cease now if I'm not paid.
Tell them why 3 weeks ago.
Well, I started working with Denise as a mentor.
Yeah.
And she is helping me
your
so
wrist.
Much. She slapped my
like,
wrist.
I was like, you're doing what? For free? What? Stop it. So. Well, good
but
for
it makes
you.
Me more professional also.
Yes. It does. And here's the thing, and people are saying, oh, my gosh, you know, it sounds kind of mean. It really is not. You are a professional. You are offering some tremendous professional services. You have a wealth of information, a wealth of technical ability. You've got bills to pay. You've got the IRS to pay. I mean, we are mm-hmm. business people, and we're literally your partner in success. You have to treat us the way we treat you, which is as a professional. And if you've got clients who are chronically late, I'm telling you right now, they are not respecting what you're doing for them. They're just not. So you may want to look at that client very, very carefully and say, okay, is this really serving me? I mean, am I really happy working with this person? Do I feel like, you know, we have a meeting of the minds where I'm giving so much and he or she is giving so much in return that we've got this great working relationship and we're both working together, moving his business forward or her business forward and my business forward, and it's a reciprocal agreement. If you've got clients who are just not willing to pay you on time for whatever their reasons are, I mean, I get it once in a while, but you want to work with people who are professional. And if they're not professional, chances are that's not the only area where you're probably going to identify real problems with them. So it's a symptom, and I would look very, very closely at a client who is chronically late.
Yes.
So that was my rant for the day, I think.
That's okay. We all have rants.
Well, it's important because, I mean,
it is.
You know, we give our services in return for money. We're not working as nonprofits. We are working as business people, and we need to be paid, and we need to be paid in the most efficient, most timely way possible. And that's why we're talking today about FreshBooks, which I'm really kind of fascinated with. So jump back in wherever I interrupted you and give us some more information about FreshBooks.
Okay. I have one more thing to add to what you just said there. One day when we talked a couple or 3 weeks ago, you made the statement, we are in the knowledge industry.
We are.
And so a lot of times, I am not actually sitting at my computer typing away for a client,
mm-hmm.
but I am I am thinking, I am planning, I am thinking about all the things that I've done for other clients, and the knowledge that I have gained by all of the training that I've done, I may be sitting staring at the wall, but I am still working.
Right.
I am still working on your project.
That's exactly right. And in one of my groups yesterday, you know, I've got two Monday morning VA mentoring groups, and I have another one starting on Tuesdays now. One of the things that we were talking about, and I thought it was so, so important, is that your clients don't know what you don't tell them. And you constantly, we have to market our services and our business. And the warm market, the best people that we should always be marketing to. And I know I can hear people going, and shuddering, but you must market your business. We don't have PR firms. We don't have a brand name like Coca-Cola. We must market. And when I say market, it goes exactly to what you were just talking about, Deidre. You're always thinking, okay, what about this client? Oh, I did this for this. And, you know, that would translate beautifully for Joe over here. You're always thinking, what next can I do? What can I do to help them grow their business or move them forward? What sticky question do they have right now that requires a question? Better yet, what question do they not even know they have that I can solve for them right now? What question or problem? We need to be consulting with our existing clients. We need to be marketing to our existing clients because, as you so beautifully stated, we're always learning something. We're always educating ourselves. Twitter is a great case in point, and this came up in one of the calls yesterday. As you know, Twitter has now added photos to or images to their stream, right?
Yes.
How many virtual assistants went, they're probably already working with their clients doing their Twitter, but did they say, you know what, I really need to study this. I really need to figure out how this is going to be a benefit to me and my clients, and then I need to take that new knowledge and I need to get on the phone or in an email and say, did you know that Twitter's doing this? Guess what we can do now? You have added more to your value proposition. You're probably picking up more hours.
Exactly.
So always, always, always be marketing in your own business and marketing for your clients, you know, for them and to them. And a lot of VAs, I'm sorry, don't seem to understand that, and I don't know why, but they just don't. But it's easy to know, you know, not know what you don't know. So, but then we get to where we're getting those really big retainer fees, and then you see PayPal taking that big chunk. Look, I cried. I mean, I had real tears coming out of my eyes. And I'm not a crier, but I remember sitting here going, how much? Holy cow. And I said a bad word twice. It was like, oh, geez, that is money I will never get back. It's just gone.
Your
and
client
some instances,
lost that money
it's like
too.
An hour of my time. That's exactly right. So there we have to find workarounds around this so we can keep the money that we earn and put that money to good use. So FreshBooks, to me, is a very good way to do it. So it's also kind of a client management system as well as an invoicing system, isn't it?
To somewhat of a degree.
Yeah, I know it's not perfect, but, you know, no system is.
Yes. One of the things that I like about FreshBooks is it's the timer. It has this beautiful little timer that will open up in its own little window. And if you have a team connected to your account, they can use the timer as well. And there is a little drop down in the timer box that you can choose your client, and then you choose your task. You set up a task for each client or tasks, and your client chooses the or your team member will choose the task. And you just shut it on and off as you work, and then you log your hours, and it all just goes seamlessly into your account.
Nice.
Another wonderful tool is team timesheets.
Sorry,
I know I'm talking
open.
A lot about a team, but if you have, you know, if you have one person working with you or 10, you can see exactly with one glance how many hours June has worked, how many hours Teresa has worked. You see how many hours your client has. You can set a number of hours, however long their retainer is. You can set that a little that scale, and with one look, you can see my client only has 1 hour left.
Mm.
It is
because that's the aggregate of everything you and your team have been doing.
Yes, because it takes everything. Yes.
Good. Good. So you're not chasing people down. Now, let me ask you this for people who are going, wow, that sounds pretty cool. How does that work? Can your team members see everything, or can they only see the information that they have input? Because I wouldn't want them to see everything.
Okay. You can only see, your team member only sees what they do.
Okay, good.
And you see what everybody does. Your client only sees their project.
And so they're not seeing your team members?
No, they just see the time.
Good.
No, they don't see your team members.
Yeah, that's always bothered me. You don't. I'm a firm believer that my team members are never in touch with my clients, ever. I'm the face of the company. They go through me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay, keep on going. I've got, when I pepper you with questions, just say, Denise, hang on.
No, I love the questions. It's fun.
Okay, so keep on going.
Okay. Let's see. You can set different rates for each project. So if you have a client, one client can have several projects, but if you have a client that is on one rate and then you have another client that may be on a different rate, you can customize all of that per project, per client, so that you don't have to set those rates across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Very customizable.
Nice. Okay.
And
now, what are the I know they have a free version. What are the benefits of going with the free version?
Because
I have a free version. I mean, that's the one I use, but I use it for invoicing more than anything.
Yes. The free version you can have, I think that there are three projects. And so a project is where you will bill. You can have a lot of clients in there, but I think you can only have three projects for the free.
Okay.
There is a 30-day free trial where you can have everything as much as you want. Oh.
Yeah, I'm on their plans. You can have three clients that you can manage, but you can't have, you know, a team member in there.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you get the three and that's pretty much it. And you don't get the automatic late fees on overdue, and you don't have automatic expense reports from credit cards and bank accounts. Do you deal with that, automatic expense imports? Have you done any of that in FreshBooks?
No, I don't do the automatic importing, but I do use the expense. That is so nice at the end of the year. If you've kept track of everything like you're supposed to and input all of your expenses, any of your expenses, if you have kept track of that through the year with FreshBooks, when it comes tax time, all you do is just find the report that you need for your accountant and hit print or send to Excel for your and email it to your accountant.
Right. There you go.
It is so nice.
Oh, I can imagine. Nobody wants that shoebox full of stuff.
No.
Yeah, that dreaded shoebox.
You can even scan your receipts and attach it to the expense.
I do that. I have a neat desk and I scan everything.
Oh, I have looked at NeatDesk. I think that would be fantastic to have.
It is, but I'll tell you what, it's a business expense. They're not cheap. So if you're going to get one, get it before the end of the year and you expense it out. But they're wonderful. I don't know how I managed before that.
Well, I'm looking at a printer with a sheet feeder, too.
Mm.
And I was looking at them yesterday so that you can make your you can change the size of the paper that is fed into it, change the little tray size.
Right.
So I'm looking at that to try to make things a little neater.
Right. Well, this is a time of year that if you need equipment, if you need upgrades, I just had to buy a new computer. And it's supposed
to be yesterday.
It'll be here today. I'm so excited. But you know, my computer that I've got right now is a custom-built machine. It's a giant machine, and I've had it for a long time. And it's just, it's old. It's elderly. It's about 6 years old now, and I've upgraded and upgraded and upgraded, and I've bandaged hemorrhages, and I'm just tired of it now. So it's like, okay, I love you, but you're going over to the other side of the desk, and I'm going to use you for storage on that monitor, and my new one is going to be here today. So picture me crawling around underneath my desk with my office assistants going, can we help? Can we help? And tails getting in my face while I'm batting them out of the way. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yes.
So anyway, this is the time of year to look at equipment purchases or look at software purchases and really start getting ready for next year. You know, clean everything up. Clean that slate so when you do, when you're busy, you're ready. And I know if you're listening to this show, you're ready to really kind of rocket your VA practice and where you want it to be. So get ready now. You know, start looking at FreshBooks. Start looking at Intuit. Start looking at all the money that you're wasting. Look, Deidre, I kid you not, I looked at the money I was paying my payment processor was going through my bank account, whether I ran a payment or not, I was being billed for it. And then I looked at PayPal, and then I looked at Infusionsoft, what I was paying there. And I'll tell you what, last month I did some serious cleaning out of processes and systems. And along the line, I saved myself about $1,500 a month in charges every month. That's substantial.
And that's $1,500 you get to put back into your bank account.
That's exactly right. And it's very substantial. I mean, I did some personal cleaning out. I shut off, you know, some little subscriptions that you have here, there, and yonder. I went, why do I have that? Let me get rid of that. But for some reason, I just sat down one day, and I went through everything, and I was appalled. I was really mad at myself. I was like, really, Denise? And I didn't even have the guts to add it all up for a year. I was like, I'm going to go outside right now. I can't do it.
No.
So, this is a good time to take control of your money is what I'm saying.
Yes.
But with FreshBooks, you can also review the invoice for accuracy. Tell us how you do that.
Well, when you click create an invoice, you can view every single time entry. And so just make sure that, you know, that's good for your memory because you can go back and just scan through that because you take notes when you enter your time. And just make sure there's nothing that you've left off that you did. And then if there is, you can go back and edit your time entry and redo the invoice.
Now, is it difficult to go in and let's say you have a team member who may not be using FreshBooks along with you, but you get an invoice from them. I have one team member that has this great little program on his iPhone, and he just sends me an invoice through his iPhone. It's very neat, but then I have to take all of his time and then enter it into mine. So is it easy? And I want those dates to be accurate. I really do, because the client may have asked for something specific on that particular date. And it's easy for the client to go back and say, okay, I remember this email, the dates match up, the work was done, we're good to go. So how easy or difficult is it to go back in and add things like that and get them on the proper date? Because some systems, it's not easy.
With FreshBooks, it's very easy. You have a calendar right in front of you, and you just click on the day. Then you would choose your client, choose how much time, choose the task, paste in your notes, and hit enter.
Okay.
It's very simple to go in and add. You can see your calendar right there in front of you. And I don't. All of my team members use FreshBooks to bill me, so I don't have that extra time.
Yeah.
There are some instances where you might have something that is not, maybe it's just a one-time fee or it's a monthly fee that is every single month, and you can create an item That's what it's called in FreshBooks. And so if you have a blog design project and you have a flat fee for your blog design, you can select it from the drop-down menu on the invoice, and it automatically has the description, and it's there.
So you're not trying to figure out how many hours it was. So it's a project
No.
fee. Good.
Yes.
Good, good, good. Well, I'm looking at their go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Another really wonderful feature with FreshBooks is you have the ability to create estimates. If you have a client who there may be, you're not really sure what they need, and so you can create estimates for them, and if you have three different payment choices, maybe there's three different plans, you can send them all three on a three estimates, and they can choose the estimate that they want, and as soon as they say which one they want, you can push a button and convert it to an invoice, and it just
nice.
Goes right back to them.
Well, it seems like they've really made it intuitive for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm looking at their plans, and I mean, I have paid a lot of money in these systems over the years, a lot of money. And this one, honestly, the pricing is, I find, very, very reasonable. Free, of course, is three people, you know,
mm-hmm.
zero a month. Then you've got their seed lien, which is $19.95 a month, which is 25 clients and one team member.
Mm-hmm.
Evergreen, which is $29.95, unlimited clients, which I like,
mm-hmm.
Although 25 should be plenty for a lot of people. Five team members. Now, I'm going to have to ask you what that means because they're calling it staff. And then the Mighty Oak, which is unlimited and unlimited, unlimited number of clients and unlimited staff, $39.95 a month, which is very, very affordable. When they're saying additional staff who can access your account, what do they mean by that exactly?
An additional staff member is someone who you would who would have access to what you have access to. A
okay.
team member isn't really considered a staff.
Good
so
enough. And I was,
you can
see,
have
I was misnaming it, so it's not team
yes.
member, it's staff. Okay.
Yes, and so the staff member is someone who would be working your FreshBooks account.
Mm-hmm. Like
and
a
so
project
really
manager
don't.
Or a partner.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. And another, let's see, the number of clients you can manage, you're free to archive clients and even delete clients as you need. But the interesting thing is that you can go back and undelete them. So I have
oh,
had,
really?
I have had, yes, I have had way more than 25 clients in my VA career.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I have been able to, you know, I will delete them, but they're still there. And so if any time they come back, and I can just reactivate their account, and I don't have to re-enter them. All their information is still there. And even the projects, the amount of projects that you have, you can delete those so that you can undelete
right.
them.
I'll be darned. See, I wouldn't have even thought of that. I didn't realize they had archives.
Yes.
Nice. Well, that's a very nice feature. Okay, is this something that you really recommend? I know you use it, but you've used other systems as well. Is this the one that you want to recommend now to people for whatever reasons? And if so, what are those reasons?
Cost effectiveness is Cost effectiveness is my number. Well, it's not even my number one. I think the ease of use for me, because I am not a bookkeeper.
Me either.
And so when I very
I just want
first
it to be easy.
Yes. When I very first started my VA business, that was something that was just so hard for me. And when I found FreshBooks, I found it early. It was just a year after I started. And when I found this, it just made all the difference in the world. And my excuse for paying for it was, I don't have an accountant, so I'm going to pay FreshBooks.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you're able to have that end-of-year information exported to your accountant, to me that's worth it.
It is worth it.
I mean, that would be worth the fee right there. Plus, mm-hmm. you get 50-cent transactions, which I love.
Oh, you get 50-cent transactions.
Right, right. I'm telling you, PayPal just, they're not going to love me anymore. I doubt that I'll get a Christmas card from them this year. Not that they ever do, but sometimes I think they ought to deliver a turkey or a ham or something each Christmas. Like, guys, I'm keeping you in business. Can you send me something? You know, just a spa ticket,
yeah.
something? Anything. You just acknowledge
that
I'm around.
I have one more tidbit that I have to share.
Okay.
This is sort of a secret, and if there's any clients listening, you know, this is out of the bag. But you can track when they have viewed your invoice.
Okay.
You can see it whenever they open the email and click the link, it automatically shows this invoice has been viewed by...
Yeah, I knew that.
That is something that's very nice because there's no, well, it didn't come in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that email.
Right.
It's all there.
Right, right. And the thing is, your clients honestly should be looking at them. You're working on their behalf. They need to know what you're doing. They need to know what's been done on
mm-hmm.
their behalf. I mean, it's really important information for them, and this is why in my client management system I take very extensive notes. Because
mm-hmm.
honestly, there are times where I'm going to need to go back into those notes. Maybe it's the web developer in me, but if I had to take care of something or some kind of technical problem that was just once in a while, one of those blue moon things, you're like, oh, geez, I don't want to have to come across it somewhere else or some other client and go, how in the heck did I do that?
Right.
I'll remember, okay, I did this for Joe over here. Go back into those notes. There are my notes, my technical notes. I was like, oh, there's my answer. Good to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it's very important to keep notes both from the client perspective and from yours. The client wants to know what you did. They're not going to understand some of the technical jargon that we use. It doesn't really matter. They know that the work was done.
Mm-hmm.
And that technical jargon is there for your benefit because you can go back and retrieve it and put it to work somewhere else.
Yes.
So it's
okay,
very important to keep those notes.
Two more little tidbits.
Okay.
One is that you can connect your FreshBooks account to, and I'm just reading this from it, but I wanted to say it right. You can connect your mm-hmm. FreshBooks account to nearly 10,000 supported banks and credit cards in the United States and Canada, automatically import your expenses daily, putting that on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, oh, I forgot what it was. Oh, well, I just thought that was very, very interesting.
Well, it is because, you know, there are a lot of very small banks around the country. You know,
mm-hmm.
my little bank is local. I don't belong to a large national bank. So it's important that you can be able to go in and choose your little local regional bank and say, here
mm-hmm.
you go, load me up. So, okay, well, we have about 10 more minutes, so let's twist off just a bit and talk about Intuit Payment Systems, which is, it's not the same. I mean, it doesn't have anywhere near the, you know, all the benefits that you have with FreshBooks, but we want to give you choices. We want, basically, the point of this call is to let you know that you're not held hostage by PayPal or your authorized.net or Heartland or whoever it is that you're running your payments to. We just basically want you to start thinking and start doing a little bit of research and find the system or combination of systems that works best for you and puts the most money in your pocket. The systems that, you know, FreshBooks sounds very, very good from a client perspective and from your perspective and from your accountant's perspective. Intuit, however, Intuit Payment Systems, it's easy, but it's basically bank-to-bank transfers, if I understand it correctly. And I am part of their network system, but basically you will need to go make an application with them and add your bank account. Just go to Intuit.com, and it's free to send payments to other Intuit members. Like, I have people in my mentorship groups who are Intuit members, so they will just send me, I will send them an invoice from there. They pay it. The very next day it's in my bank account, and it cost me 50 cents. I like that whole 50-cent thing. I really do. So yes. If you have clients or members of something, if you have some kind of a group that you have set up, and you don't need to invoice them for anything other than just a standard payment, you know, you're not having to add a lot of information about what it is that you're doing. For my mentorship group, it works beautifully. So, you know, it's not particularly powerful in terms of clients, but if you're sending one-off payments or asking for one-off payments, it's perfect. Now, you can also accept credit card payments through them, and you can turn that option on or off at will, but if you send a credit card payment, it's free. However, if you receive a credit card payment, you're going to be charged 3.25%, so you're right back in PayPal territory.
Right back there.
Yeah, you are. Now, let's, speaking of PayPal, I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, but if you're running a lot of money through PayPal, which I do, you can actually, I think, and you'll have to look this up because I'm not on PayPal right now, but I think after you have run a certain amount of money, say, you know, $2,500, $5,000, I don't know what their set fee, what their set amount is right now, but let's just, for argument's sake, say you're running an average of $5,000 a month through PayPal, payments that are coming to you. You can then go to PayPal because you have established that you, this is your average, and ask them to review it and lower your rate, and they will do it.
Wow.
And a lot of people
that.
Don't think, yeah, they will. They absolutely will. And it's not a lengthy process. It may take a week to seven, 10 days, something like that. And if they decline you, they'll tell you why, and you can just go back again in 6 months or so. But if you are, look at PayPal. Always try to find a way to reduce those fees that you're paying. So I got mine reduced down years ago, substantially, but it's still way too much money. So anyway, to go back to Intuit, there are no monthly subscription charges, there are no setup fees, and you don't need any additional equipment. So for my purposes, for billing my mastermind group members, it's perfect, absolutely perfect. So some of my people are paying me through Intuit, charges, I get, you know, that 50-cent thing, and I'm happy. And some are going through FreshBooks, equally as happy. So it's working out very well for me, but I'm using a combination of things. So, you know, sometimes you have to do that. So we've got about three more minutes. I know, go to PayPal, seriously. I mean, go to PayPal anyway. Even if you're not, you know, set up with FreshBooks or Intuit right now, go to PayPal and see if you can get those fees reduced. Anything will help. So, Deidre, any closing thoughts?
I just wanted to throw in that FreshBooks also has, I know everybody uses their smartphones and tablets, but FreshBooks has a wonderful app for iPhone and Android. So,
oh, I did not know
that. That's
another
added benefit.
Now, what are some of the things that are on the app that might be different from your desktop? Or are there any?
It's a little smaller interface, of course, but you have mm-hmm. your timer. You can invoice your clients. You can accept your clients. You can mark your invoices as paid is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, great.
You can do almost anything with the app.
Right. Great. That's great news. Listen, Deidre, thank you. Tell people where they can find you on the Internet. This went by so fast. Thank you so much.
It did.
And you gave a lot of great information.
Okay. I am at fitnessbizva.com.
And
thank
you're on
you,
Facebook?
Denise.
Oh, my pleasure. I mean, anytime I can get you on the phone, I'm happy. So
oh, I love
and
that.
They can find you. And they
on
can
Facebook,
find you on Facebook, too.
Facebook.com, the letter D, Shockley, or Facebook.com, FitnessBizVA.
Great. Well, listen, everybody, thank you for being here. I hope that we gave you some information that is helpful or at least got you to thinking about how you can save money in your business and how you can effectively work with your team members or partners or just whoever it is that is handling your money, giving you money or you're taking money out. Money's important when you're self-employed. So hopefully you've got a lot to think about. You can catch up with us in the VA group, your virtual assistant on Facebook, and just ask us questions in there. You can also catch up with me on Facebook. And Deidre, thank you. So this is Denise Griffiths and Deidre Barnes-Shockley wishing you a wonderful day. We appreciate you being here, and we'll see you next month. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for being here. You can find Denise on the web at denisegriffiths.com and gottagovirtualnow.com. You are also cordially invited to visit yourpartnerinsuccessradio.com, where Denise interviews internet industry leaders, renowned authors and speakers, and other online entrepreneurs each Friday. If you have questions about the virtual assistant industry, please email them to denise@gottagovirtualnow.com.